Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I've got a series I'm going to be teaching about financial stewardship. And you know, I know that this isn't the favorite subject of a lot of people. Especially when a minister is talking about it, it nearly always revolves around you need to give more to the minister. And there's a lot of criticism and there's a lot of skepticism. There's a lot of people who think that the reason you preach on finances is because I'm trying to raise money and I'm using the scriptures to manipulate and control people. And, you know, I can't guarantee that people won't misjudge me, but I'm just trying to say up front that I really feel impressed to the Lord to teach on this because of the current situation, not only here in the United States, but around the world. There's a what is being called a world crisis. Back at, during the month of December 2008, I did a series entitled In God We Trust, and basically it was designed to counter the, I believe, the people who were magnifying the situation more than what it is. Specifically, there are people saying that this is the worst financial situation since the Great Depression. Some people are saying it has eclipsed the Great Depression. And I took statistics that showed how bad it was during the Great Depression and how that it was even worse in the beginning of the 80s. Just to try and put things into perspective, we talked about Isaac sowing in a year of famine and talking about that this is a time that you need to still believe God. And so I did that series, and it was mainly just to counter the fear. What I want to do now is start teaching on biblical prosperity, how God wants to prosper you. And I believe that it is appropriate to do it. I believe that it is necessary. It's needful to do it for this current time. You know, let me give you a couple of examples. My general manager, David Hardesty, he also serves on the board of a local nonprofit. And most of the people that are his fellow board members also serve on nonprofits here in Colorado Springs. And so as they had one of these board meetings, they were just going around the room asking, you know, how is the financial situation affecting the ministry that you're associated with? And basically, they went around the room and every person was reporting that their income was down, that they were cutting back. Some of them were laying off as many as 20% of their employees. They were expecting negative growth. They were canceling projects. They were scaling back. And this is what basically every one of them was saying until they got around to David. And when they asked David how the Andrew Womack Ministries was doing, he, you know, told them that we have set a personal record for every single month of 2008, that the last quarter of 2008, when this financial crisis, so-called, finally manifested and hit and became known what was happening, all these bailouts happened, during the last quarter of 2008, we've set records. We've had the largest income that we've ever had. So basically, until it got around to David, everything was gloom and doom. When it came to David, he was reporting that we are blessed, that we are prospered, that our income is up. And it just shocked people. And they were saying, basically, what's the difference? Why is your ministry prospering when every other ministry that, you know, they were talking about was in a crisis mode and cutting back and scaling back? What's the difference? And David just very plainly told him, says, it's because Andrew's taught his people about financial prosperity, the biblical way of doing it. And the scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We live in this world, but you do not have to be controlled and dominated by this world economic system. A Christian should be living according to what God says. And if you will get God involved in your finances, then regardless of what this world system does, you will be prospered because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what Hebrews 13 says. And so if your finances are tied to your faith in God, if you are using God's system which there's a lot in the Bible that talks about finances and tells you how to prosper and gives you guidelines of what to do and what not to do. And if we would follow this, then you can prosper while the rest of the world is going under. And you know, this is my personal testimony. This is what's happened with our ministry. I am not teaching on financial stewardship because we are in a crisis and we need you to give, and this isn't to manipulate you. You can disbelieve that if you want to. You can criticize me. You can be prejudiced. You can judge me based on what you believe other people are doing. And, you know, I can't control those things, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm teaching on this because it's working for us. You know, Jamie and I, we, during the last quarter of 2008, had the largest increase in our financial investments that we have ever had. While the world was crying about how terrible everything is and the world is coming down around their shoulders, we had the biggest increase we've ever had. We had to look at the papers a second time and make sure that this was correct. Amen. I don't know how it happened. I know that the stock market's down. I know all these things, but you know what? We're blessed. God is blessing us. And I just got through with a partner banquet, and I was asking our partners, how many of you are affected? And did you know that there wasn't a single partner in there that was negative? Every one of them were up because they had been standing on the principles of the Word of God and believing. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm aware that there are a lot of people that have had downturns. I'm not critical of that. I'm just saying that you can prosper contrary to the way that the world system is prospering. You can base your life on God. You can hear the voice of God. God can speak to you and you can prosper. I've proven it. Many of my partners have proven it. Our ministry has proven it. We are prospering while other ministers are laying people off and scaling back. I do not believe that you have to be bound to this world system. There is a godly way to prosper. There is a godly way to steward your money. And this is what I'm going to be talking about. And the reason I'm doing it is I think that people's attention is on this financial situation. Many people who, you know, during times of prosperity, they just think, well, who needs God? Man, look at the stock market. Look at this. Anything you do, it just seems like you prosper. You go buy a house and, man, it just automatically increases in value, 5% or whatever, every year. And there's a lot of people that were just buying into this world system and mortgaging their life, mortgaging their future. They were in debt out of reason, contrary to what the Scripture tells us to do. And there are people that weren't following God's guidelines because it seemed like that we were in a boom time and everything was working. Now that some of this bubble has popped and some people are having to reevaluate things, it is time for people to go back and make sure that you are basing your life on what the Word of God has to say. And so this is the reason I'm teaching on it. Again, I know that there is a skepticism about ministers preaching on prosperity. And some of you will judge me. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to get this across, that I'm doing this because I believe God inspired it. My testimony is it's working for me. It's working for my ministry. It's working for people that I have ministered to who have embraced biblical principles. And I'm just challenging you not to turn this off, not to dismiss it because it's something that you just don't want to hear. Many of you are in a situation that you need to reevaluate. Things haven't been working, and now is a great time for you to learn what the Word of God has to say. And there is a lot in the Word of God. I've never personally studied this, but I heard a preacher one time say that there are around 500 scriptures on the subject of prayer, a little less than that on the subject of faith. Now, I don't personally know that, and it would be, you know, subjective, depending on how you interpret scriptures. But anyway, this is what he was saying. And then he said there's about 2,000 scriptures that talk about prosperity. And I really, from my study of the Word, I believe that it is something like that. The Lord Jesus talked about prosperity more than he talked about heaven or hell, more than he talked about a lot of things. He used money to illustrate things to people. And so there is a lot in the Word of God on prosperity, and the reason it's there is to give us guidelines God doesn't only want to take care of you in eternity, heaven and hell issues. Yes, that's important. But there are some people that are struggling so much right now that they are struggling with their finances that they aren't thinking about eternity. They should be, but they aren't. And the Lord, knowing that, He came down and He met people where they were. He dealt with them where their needs were. And there are people that need help in this area of finances. And so the Scripture has a lot to offer. And I'm going to be teaching on financial prosperity. And I just want to encourage you that it's not self-serving. I know many people will think that that's the reason I'm doing it, but it's not. When I teach on healing, I'm not teaching you on healing so that I can get healed, so that you can somehow or another minister healing to me. I teach on healing so that I can help people to receive what God has for them. When I teach on emotions and how that you can rejoice always and operate in joy and peace and all of these things, I'm not doing that for me so that I can be happy. I'm doing it for you to help teach you what the Word of God has to say. And so, see, I do this in the area of healing. I do it in the area of emotions. I do it in the area of relationships. I teach on all of these things trying to help people. And the moment you go to talking about finances, people immediately think, oh, you're doing this so that you can get me to give to you. You know, if that's your attitude, you're hurting yourself. You are going to disqualify yourself from receiving these truths. I'm just telling you straight up, I am doing this because the Word has a way to prosper through trusting God that is not consistent with the way the world handles finances. And if you would tap into God's system of prosperity, then it will work through hard times. It'll work in good times. It will keep you going. It will give you a security that you won't panic. You won't fear when things happen. And some of you have just come to realize that this world system is fickle. It rides in waves. There's ups and downs, and there's highs and there's lows. Some of you may be at a low right now, and because of that, you're looking for maybe there's a better way. Well, that's the reason I'm ministering this, is to tell you that the Word of God has a better way of you handling your finances than most people have done. Most people are not following scriptural guidelines. Again, many people look at the Word of God as being only for heaven and hell, getting saved, born again, going to heaven, and they don't look at it as a practical guide for your life. But the Word of God is given so that we can prosper in every area. It says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Now, I'll grant you that that prosperity there is not limited to finances. It includes emotional. It includes physical. It includes social prosperity. I believe all of those things are included, but it does include finances. The Lord gave us His Word here to guide us in practical things, not only about eternity, but about everyday situations right here. And I tell you, the body of Christ, this is a great hour for us to stand up and shine. While other people are screaming about how they're losing everything and how that there's panic and how that all of these people are failing and all there's negative news, the news media is going to capitalize on this and present everything as bad as they possibly can because that sells. It gets ratings. And they are going to overstate. They're going to be the Chicken Little crying that the sky is falling. The news media is just presenting this in the worst case scenario. It's dark out there for people who do not have their faith in God in this financial area. But when it's dark is when it's our best opportunity to let our light shine. Your light looks brighter the darker it gets. I'm telling you, Christians should be standing up. You should be standing out like a healed thumb among your people that you work with, among the people at your church, among the people in your family, among the people in your neighborhood. While other people are panicking and griping and talking about all of these things, Christians should be saying that my God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. While others are operating in fear, we should be operating in faith. And I'm telling you, this is the way it can be with you, but there needs to be adjustments. We need to go back and fine-tune our thinking and our belief and our actions and make sure that they conform to what the Word of God teaches. And so to do that, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So for us to really get our faith established in God's way of prospering, then we need to go to God's Word. Let me just take a scripture over here in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Now, there's a lot in this verse, but it's implying that there is a way to prosper. There is a way to get rich outside of God, outside of his blessing. But if you do that, you're getting sorrow with it. And I've seen this. I've seen people who have sacrificed their family. They've sacrificed their health. They've sacrificed integrity. They've stabbed other people in the back. There are ways that you can prosper. There are ways that you can get rich and do things. But every time you gain assets, money that way, you also are just raking in the sorrow that goes with it. But there is a way to prosper. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich, and God will add no sorrow with it. There is a way to prosper God's way so that it's nearly effortless, and that you don't have to struggle, and you don't have to be in fear, and you don't have to wonder what the stock market's going to do and whether the economy is going to continue to prosper. You can prosper God's way. And again, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to say I'm not just saying these things. I know that many of you are saying, this isn't real. You can't live like this. My personal testimony is that my wife and I, we don't have a lot of money. I am not a person who's a millionaire and got all of these things. I am not using the gospel to pad my pocket. You know, my wife and I live in a house that we had built. A guy helped us, but we built this house for $60,000, gave him $3,000 for being our contractor, so $63,000 20 years ago. And since then, we've added on to it. And I mean, I've got a nice place. I am not griping or complaining. I love the place that I live. But most of you, or many of you, I could say, probably live in a house that costs more than the house that I live in. I am not a person who stockpiled all of this and has all of these assets and stuff like this. And yet, we do have a little bit. And my wife and I saw a 20% increase on our investments during the last part of 2008. Somebody says you can't do that. I'm telling you that the blessing of the Lord is consistent. It doesn't matter what the U.S. economy does or what the world economy does. God is going to bless you supernaturally if you will cooperate with Him and walk under these blessings. And this is what I'm going to be teaching on. You know, there are a lot of people that I've heard preach against health wealth preachers. Matter of fact, there's one guy, I won't mention his name, but he's a major leading conservative. He's very influential, very well known. If I was to tell you his name, most of you would know who he is. I was listening to his radio program one day, and he was blasting health wealth preachers, is what he called it. And he was talking about saying that God wants you to prosper and believing God for increase and a hundredfold return. He was just mocking this and making fun of it. And so he was sitting there criticizing all of this and saying that this was of the devil, that this is a selfish message and all these kind of things. And yet, right after his program, they came on with Christian news. This was a Christian radio station, and they gave the news, but then they gave a Christian news, and they mentioned this man who had just taught on radio and blasted health wealth preachers, and they said that this guy had just moved into an $8 million home that had an indoor Olympic-sized swimming pool, and this man was a preacher criticizing health wealth preachers. Now that's hypocritical. You know, I am not against anybody. They can prosper. They can live in whatever house they want to. I am just saying that I am not saying this for a selfish purpose. I am not using the prosperity that I believe God wants me to have and that I've experienced. I am not using it for myself. My wife and I just take as much as we possibly can and plow it back into the gospel. We are not indulging ourselves. So hopefully those of you who are just naturally skeptical about a minister preaching on finances will give me enough slack that you'll at least listen to this teaching and listen to what I've got to say, because I am not preaching this for personal gain. I believe that God wants us to prosper, but one of the points that I'm going to be making, and I'll expound on this in a lot more detail, is that the reason God wants to bless us is so that He can make us a blessing. That's what He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, I believe verse 2 or 3 right there. He says, I will bless you and make your name great and make you a blessing. Before you can be a blessing to other people, you've got to first of all be blessed. Before you can give finances away and be the blessing to other people, you've got to have the finances. You can't give away what you don't have. So you've got to prosper. But it is not just so that you can have bigger houses and bigger cars and more things. It is not to get all you can all you get and then sit on your can and let the rest of the world just suffer and struggle. God wants to bless you to make you a blessing. And if you don't understand God's system of financial prosperity, then you're going to be limited in what you can do. The Scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 that God is able to make all grace abound towards us so that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Notice the reason that God makes all of this prosperity come unto us. It's so that we can abound unto every good work. If you aren't able to bless others, if you are in a situation where you've lost things and you're in a crunch and you just... Like, for instance, I just saw a survey, Barna survey, that came out at the end, December of 2008, and it says already 20% of Americans have decreased their giving to charities in an effort to deal with their financial hardships. And out of those 20% that have decreased their giving, I think there was 20% of those, or 22%, that had totally quit their giving altogether. Now, see, that's wrong. That is not the way to deal with this. And yet there's people that are unable to give. That is what the Bible defines as prosperity, is the ability to give. God makes all of this grace abound towards you so that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. If you're in a situation right now to where you want to help someone, the church, or an individual who has a need, or you want to give and you see a need and you want to bless somebody, and if you aren't able to give, then you aren't prosperous. And I don't care if you've got a $1 million house. I don't care if you drive the nicest cars. If you are hawked so that all of your money is tied up, and if you are not able to abound unto every good work, then according to the Bible's definition of prosperity, you are not prosperous. A prosperous person is a person who has all of God's grace and supplies so that they can abound unto every good work, so that they can give and help establish the kingdom of God here on this earth. That's prosperity. Prosperity isn't measured by how much you have, but by how much you give. That's prosperity. I'm going to be sharing some things with you that I believe are going to challenge you in this area, are going to help get you back into what God's Word has to say, put you on a firm foundation, and it'll be a blessing to you. Now, today is our very first day. I've got this album entitled Financial Stewardship, and our announcer is going to give you some information about it. Please take advantage of this teaching. Write in, call, and get this, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled Financial Stewardship is available in a 6-part CD album, or it's available in a DVD album made from Andrew's daily TV broadcast. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1052C or DVD album T1052D when you contact the ministry. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The first teaching in the audio CD album titled, What is a Steward? Is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. Request teaching number T015C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me encourage you to please get these materials that I'm offering on financial stewardship. You know, I break this teaching up into little 30-minute segments, and even though I know that you get blessed through these television programs, you need to have this so that you can just sit and soak in this. You need to hear this more than once. And I tell you, another reason for getting this is that there's other people that need to hear this. Right now, there are some people that are hurting. They're looking for answers. And out of desperation, they might even turn to God and listen to a minister talk about how you could prosper financially. This would be a tremendous way for you to take your faith and share it with someone else. So please take advantage of these materials. Our announcer will give you more information and call or write today.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to join me on March the 12th through the 14th for our Charis Bible College weekend. It's going to be right here in Colorado Springs at our Charis Bible College. And I know that there's many of you that just recognize that there's something more. You don't know exactly where to go. And you know what? Bible college would be an awesome first step just to saturate yourself under the Word of God. God speaks to people. People's lives are changed. And so we're going to introduce you to our Bible college. There's actual CBC classes that you'll be sitting in on. You'll have a lunch with the faculty. There's a great time of fellowship. It goes Thursday morning through Saturday noon, March the 12th through the 14th, right here at our facilities in Colorado Springs.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He will be in Atlanta, Georgia this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 5th through the 7th. Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. He'll also be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar on May 7th through the 9th, Raleigh, North Carolina, June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
The whole point behind being a steward is that this isn't your money. Therefore, it's not just yours to do with as you want to. But you need to see yourself as a steward of God's finances and recognize that God is your source, that God is the one that has given you everything. Now, this is a hard concept for a lot of people to get hold of because they really do see this as being their money.